You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Holiday weekend. Essentially, I think we're counting this weekend as the holiday weekend, even though the holiday isn't until Tuesday. But AAA says could be a record number of people out on the roads. They're thinking something like 51 million Americans are going to be traveling over the next few days. The majority of those in a car. Some people will fly. Some will take a bus. Some will take a train. But 43 million people will be driving to their destinations
getting
over the next few days.
Sure.
Get out of town. And they're talking about what day would be the worst out of all. Like when are the roads going to be busiest with people trying to get to where they're going? And their answer is tomorrow.
Of course, Friday.
Friday, between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m., they say it's going to be crappy.
Well, darn it. I guess if you don't have a choice, though, you're just going to be stuck in it. So make sure you pee before you go. Pack a little cooler.
Or, you know, the answer is to leave at like 2 or 3 a.m. and have the bulk of everything done if you're driving, or maybe even completely finished.
Yeah.
By the time it's like 8 o'clock, then people could be where they're going, maybe.
We're a big fan of that. When we go on road trips, we usually try to book out of town like 3 a.m., 4 a.m. I mean, because it's like, luckily, I'm already acclimated to that schedule, and so is Nick Nack, because she gets up essentially right after me. So we're ready to rock at 3:30 in the morning. So, yeah, we like to load up early and get the hell out of town. And you're right. You do beat a lot of traffic.
You beat a lot of traffic. You know, the thing that is kind of eerie about that, because I've done early morning like that and late night travel, is the deer. Because it's kind of freaky. You're on a highway doing 75, 80 miles an hour. And all you've got are your headlights on a dark highway. And just the thought of deer keeps me at like DEFCON level or whatever.
Well, I'll keep you alert, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. Because all you have to do is flash by one of them on the side of the road doing 75. And you're like, okay, all right.
That's why you got to lay on your horn all the whole way, Dom. You just got to.
Oh, my goodness, man.
Hey, I got a question for you. Are you like me when it comes to, you know, say it's a Monday and you know you're leaving out of town on a Friday? Do you start setting your clothes back on that Monday because you know the outfits that you like, the shirts, the shorts, the pants, whatever, the clothing that you like, and you want to make sure you don't wear it throughout the week so it's available to pack for your vacation?
I understand what you're saying. I just do my laundry the day before I go.
Do you? No, I start setting things aside, which is kind of nice because then clothes that I generally don't wear kind of get into rotation then for that week. But then, no, I set certain shirts aside to make sure I don't wear them during
the week. Well, you put all your Hawaiian shirts off to one side.
Is that what you're saying? I want to wear these on vacation. I know I'll look good in pictures with these, you know, pants on. Yeah, I started doing
that. Well, you must be getting ready to go pretty soon because the clothes you're wearing today are the
Broncos,
crappy ones that you never would wear.
I know. This was a gift. I probably do a lot of things that you don't do when you get ready to leave the house.
Vice versa.
Do you make sure your house is completely clean before you leave? That is one of Nick Nack's main rules, is she sanitizes and cleans the house.
I was going to say, you got to define completely.
Completely clean. Everything's picked up. Bathroom's
straightened.
Clean. It is spot. Because she wants to come home to a clean house.
See, the difference is that generally, if we go anywhere, Zoe, my stepdaughter, is still at home.
Okay. Well, so
it doesn't make any sense.
With
her, trying to clean with her in the house is a lost cause. She's the messiest person I know. So,
all right. So that's a no.
That's a no.
Turn off your water. I don't fully shut off the water to the entire house, but I will shut off the washer water. And then there's a sink that we don't really use a lot. And I'll go underneath and turn the water off there.
Because you don't want the pipes to freeze in July?
I don't want the pipes to burst. Because it happened when I was a kid. Well, like, sometimes the pressure builds up in those hoses. Especially, like, your washer, your laundry washer. The pressure
Why is it just building up while you're out of town?
It just, well, that's the thing. You don't know when that thing's going to blow. but they are known. Trust me on this.
Those things are known to pop. Yes, I know.
But and then the one other thing is electronics.
Asteroids are known to fall out of the sky, too. But, I mean, is it going to hit you in the head? Probably not.
I go around and unplug electronics that I don't use and or that should not be plugged in, essentially, while we're away. So I'll unplug all the Alexas, computers, TVs. What's that?
After all these years, I am well aware of, as lovable as you are, I'm well aware of all your neuroses about this kind of stuff. I know about you unplugging your microwave before you leave the house and disconnecting your washer and dryer.
I'm saving energy, too. I want to, like, take this week and, like, unplug everything. The sucky part is my son has one of those hydroponic gardens growing. I kind of want to unplug it while we're away so we're not just draining the electricity.
Oh.
Believe me, I was looking at it this morning going, this thing's been going since Christmas.
I mean, it's a little too neurotic for me. The stuff, I understand the safety element and the saving money. I get all of that, but it's just too much
too
for
much?
Me. I'd be dude, if I'm Nicole, does Nicole cannot possibly share
100% on board with me.
No, but what I'm saying is I think she tolerates it and is like, okay, as long as you do all of it, unless you have totally infected her and made her live a life of fear also.
Luckily, we are we're
birds of a feather.
Pretty close. Yeah, we're kind of birds of a feather. We do, before we leave on any sort of trip, we have the kids go out into the car or whatever, whether we're leaving for an airport or a road trip, and then she and I go through the entire house room by room and make sure everything's off and this is unplugged and this is done, and we just go work our way all the way down to the basement. And then we leave.
Man, I so badly want to sneak into your house while you're gone and just turn everything on.
Yeah, right.
I want to have a sink running, all the lights on.
The microwave's going.
I'll set the microwave for 300 hours, hit start, and leave. And put foil in there.
No! Put a foil and a fork in there. No!